Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were talking about standing fast in the Lord to triumph over sin and to be an encouragement to the leaders of your church. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My friend, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Faith is about the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it comes through the written Word, the Bible. There's a song that was written years ago titled, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, by Ray Palmer. The song says, My faith looks up to Thee, Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior Divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. My friend, do you want to be entirely his? See, some people want to hold on to things and not give all to Jesus. The second verse of that song says, May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart. See, you can't do it by yourself. He says, My zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee pure, warm, and changeless be, a living fire. Can you say your love for God is a living fire? He goes on to say in the third verse, While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn today. Wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. The last verse says, when ends life's passing dream, when death's cold threatening stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, lift me safe above, a ransomed soul. Well, certainly we can say amen to that. But that should be not only our song, that should be our testimony, my friend. Is that your testimony? It should be yours, and it should be mine as well. When your faith looks up to Christ Jesus, our Lord, you become a good testimony to those who truly seek to be right with God. Instead of appealing to the lust of the flesh through sensual advertising and church services, we should instead use the Word of God to appeal to the heart. We're trying to appeal to the eye and the ear and the lust instead of the heart and the spirit. And when we do that, we lose a good testimony in God's sight. So we've seen two of the T's so far is good tidings and a good testimony. Now the third T is found in verse 8 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and that is the word triumph. There we read, For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. Now, the word there, live, has the idea of walk in the Greek. The idea is now we live and walk on, continuing in the will and work of God, ever encouraged in the Spirit, because you stand fast in the Lord. You want to be an encouragement to your pastor, to your Sunday school teacher. Be faithful, love, do the work of the Lord, be obedient, and you can be an encouragement to God-ordained men who lead the ministry. The church at Thessalonica was a blessing and an encouragement to the missionary team that was headed up by the Apostle Paul. Yours is to stand fast in the faith, stand fast in doctrine, stand fast in those standards of God's Word. Be the kind that did not give in to the pressure that comes from peers and many times from family. And that is hard. Well, at least it is for most of us. I found that the only way I've been able to keep from compromising in some areas is simply by drawing nigh to God, and He becomes the strength. And we have to realize we don't have the strength ourselves. And I found that always, without fail, when you draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh to you. So, you stood fast. Stand fast, by the way, there has the idea of a position of firmness, stability, and immovability. In other words, you're not budging from the truth. You're not compromising. You're not just going to give in some here and there when it's truth, when it's the Word of God, when it's the right doctrine, the right standard, the right faith. It's not for sale. And that stand was in the Lord. And that stand is always, always, always through His Word. And when the stand is through His Word, it is never in vain. As 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58 tell us, "But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." You see, 1 billion years into eternity, your labor in this life for the Lord Jesus Christ, as it's done according to His Word, God's will, God's way, that labor will still be paying dividends 1 billion years into eternity. Stay true to God. Years ago, a school, as an experiment, removed the playground fence. Now, before that, the boys and girls in this elementary school could be seen playing all over the ground and near the fence. But when the fence was removed, they noticed the children played in the middle of the ground and fairly close together. My friend, this is why you stand as a Christian and as a Christian parent. Be unmovable in doctrine and faith. Be unmovable in charity. Be unmovable in biblical standards. If children know that although you will not always compromise, that they can get you to compromise on some things, then they won't know the limits. If they don't know the limits, there's no stability or security. You see, my friend, there is security in knowing the limits. If I know the limits and I go beyond those, then I know that anything that happens is my fault because I went beyond those limits. That is why the prodigal son could come back home to his father. His father was steadfast in all his ways. And although his father was very strict in his standards, in his morals, in the conduct, the prodigal also knew that if he'd come back, knowing that he was to be in subjection to his father and back into that rule, he also knew that his father had mercy. Now, my friend, you may have gone way beyond the limits. You've sinned grievously. Maybe you've committed this terrible sin of sodomy, the terrible sin of adultery, the terrible sin of thievery. And on we could go down the line, drunkenness, social drinking, what have you. And these awful sins, yet the good news is our Savior still loves you, and if you're willing to come back home, He's willing to cleanse you because He is merciful. And He says, if, you know, every time you see the word if, understand it is a conditional word. For now we live if, on the condition, you stand fast in the Lord. Now, I think every person who brings souls to Christ Jesus our Lord knows something of the meaning of those words. When we have the joy of bringing a sinner to the Lord, how it cheers the heart. Oh, how much it means to the heart to learn that afterward they are going brightly for the Lord and are maintaining a consistent testimony. I've had a couple times in my ministry when people have called and said, I was a little boy and you led me to the Lord, and I'm now out in a church, I'm assistant pastor, I'm helping with the youth, or I'm doing this or doing that, and just thanking me that one day I took the time when they were just children to share the gospel with them. And my friend, that is such an encouragement. Now, as one rereads verse 8, where it says, for now we live if we stand fast in the Lord, he can see triumph as Paul and the entire mission team is refreshed and encouraged in all their troubles and trials and tribulations because they know their labor is not in vain. Young believers sometimes imagine that those who are older and stand in the place of guides and teachers are often too severe if they warn against worldly things that militate against a real Christian testimony. However, if they would only understand how fervent the love is that God places in the hearts of those who love souls, they wouldn't wonder that sometimes leaders must say very strong things in order to impress upon the young the importance of being totally yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ, to impress upon the young the need of a repentant heart. I can assure you of this, in that coming day, when all the saved stand at the judgment seat of Christ, there will not be one person at all who will be sorry they totally yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. But in that day, there'll be many who would give gold mines if they had them, if only they had been more devoted, more truly separated from the world in their daily life and worship, and more out and out for the Savior in this scene below. Recently, a man came back to us. He was in our church a little over 20 years ago. And left upset about something, but come back and said, I was wrong. With tears in his eyes, he was thankful that one of our people had asked him to come back, that we wanted him back to worship with us. And you know, he didn't really do anything that was worthy of being church disciplined. It wasn't a moral sin in his life, just a disagreement on administration. And for over 20 years, he was away. And oh, how it breaks our heart to think of someone away for 20 years and how much they have lost in eternity of the rewards that God wanted to lay up for them. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.